Happy Tuesday, Mark.
Happy Tuesday, Susie. How are you?
Yeah, I am good. I'm in a different location with this excellent lighting. I'm in a basement in Steamboat. It's fantastic.
Can you get out, or are you trapped there? Do we need to send help? What's going on?
I am in a basement by choice.
Oh, well, good.
Yeah. This is hopefully just a quiet place.
Yeah, it's at least quiet. That'll work. All right. Well, cool. Well, you're not in your hometown. I was in your hometown this weekend.
Or
your hometown, but where you live, I was in Fort Collins doing the Foco Fondo. It was a blast.
Yes, excellent event. I was bummed to miss it this year, but we usually we participate. We love it.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Yeah.
Speaking of fun, good things, you sent an email out, a marketing email out to Smart Detailing clients this morning, offering a free homepage makeover to the first 3 merchants who responded.
Yes, we did. And we were very serious about that offer. And the response has been
very serious.
Incredible. Yes. we're like, are people going to take advantage of this?
Yeah. Within the first hour and 20 minutes, we're at, I think, 17.
Yeah.
So 3 get a free one. And I guess we'll figure out something fun for the others.
Yeah, we'll make sure that they get something good and take care of them best we can.
Yeah, and I'm glad we did that because, it's important that your homepage is built the way modern shoppers expect it to find it. We know those little projects can make a huge difference in conversion and site traffic. So I'm glad a lot of people signed up, and we have a lot of work to do now.
Yes, I just sent the email, and then I get to walk away now that we're
yeah. I don't know. Whose idea was that? That's ridiculous.
Couldn't have been yours.
No, it wasn't me. All right. So summer sales continue.
Yes. We got. We just sent an email out to our Ibis retailers that there is a new Ibis Cycle summer sale homepage banner live in the page library. That is for self-installation, but the instructions are really clear. All you do is just check out the little preview link on that kind of landing page or homepage banner and follow it step by step and just let us know if you need a hand.
Cool. Excellent. Mm-hmm. And then we had Santa Cruz Supplier Sync is back on.
Yes, this is super exciting. So this is both for retailers in the US and Canada.
Oh.
Yeah, so there'll be if you go into your site manager, you'll see that there is Santa Cruz is back in that list for Supplier Sync, and you can just select that one. You'll see one warehouse available to you, and you can go ahead and kind of curate your catalog and brand selection if you'd like to. But yeah,
outstanding.
We're super excited. We're really happy. We've been working really closely with Santa Cruz. They're really investing in helping connect, their retailers with more shoppers via those really cool partner pages that we do with them, whether it's a new product release or a sale. And then, of course, Supplier Sync. So, yeah.
And they have one of the best names for a gravel bike ever. Stigmata.
The Stigmata, yes.
That's a great name.
I love it. I know. I want that purple so bad.
I saw a few of those this weekend.
Yeah. Yeah. I know someone in town who has one. I have to mention one funny typo. I almost wrote connect to Santa's warehouse. Fixed that. I mean, that is Santa's warehouse to me. So
that would be a feature we could absolutely capitalize on.
Yes. But yeah, quick mention. So another email specifically going out to our Santa Cruz retailers about that. And there is a link to a form page if you would like personalized assistance with our success team. And they'll enable it and kind of walk through if you need to, make any specific selections or set up those ship to times and things like that, which doesn't sound intuitive, but it helps convey when an item will be ready for in-store pickup if they purchase it.
Yeah. And that brings us to another good point. Communicating in that order process, very important and helpful. Helpful for your customers, which means it's better for the store, but also helpful for your store and your staff, because better communication in the process of checkout and the process of ordering from your store means less grief that you have to deal with when things aren't clear. And so what are the steps that we have what tips do we have for better communication and streamlining that order process?
Yeah, so we do have some automated messaging within your site manager. I do want to reiterate that ship to label. So if you have, if you're on a local or professional package and you have supplier sync enabled, you can put next to that warehouse, you can say, for example, maybe it's 3 days. And so that will show when someone's going to select that bike, a bike from Santa Cruz, for example, and they want to purchase it and they're going to pick it up at your store, they'll have a better expectation of, okay, it's going to take 3 or whatever days that you decide to get that bike delivered to the store. Maybe for you to even build it, you can kind of buffer that in as well. Mm-hmm. So that's a good place to start.
Yeah. So there's a shopping cart page message, and this one's really helpful because sometimes people are in checkout and they have questions. And if they don't get a good answer to that, you don't want them to just kind of bounce out of that process. So there's a place where you can add a message once you go into the cart. You don't want to overload that with too much information and cause analysis by paralysis kind of thing. But let them know that there's a return policy, any other pertinent information that'll keep them through that process. And then put a link, often just put a link to your full policies page. So if they have any questions like, can I return it? What's the support policy, et cetera, and so on? What are shipping costs? They got a link and a way to answer those questions without just getting frustrated and leaving the process. And then mm-hmm. the next one is the order confirmation page message. And what's cool about this is a lot of people will ignore that message in the shopping cart. A lot of people will ignore the order confirmation email that they get. They just see that they got it. But they almost will never look away from their device after they submit an order without knowing that order went through. And this order confirmation page message, exactly, me too, that's where you have that chance to get those eyeballs, because they're just not going to look away until they know it's been confirmed. And that's what they see when they confirm it. So that's a good place to put super important things. For instance, if you don't want them just to show up at the store in the next 20 minutes when they place an order, let them know that you'll let them know when their order is ready. No need to come to the store right away, or whatever you think is important. Again, don't overload it, because you'll overload the box with the text and they won't see anything. Just put important things in there. Mm-hmm. And then the last part is recording store fulfillment. And you can do this for in-store pickup and for orders that you ship. So this works both for local and for pro. But this is where, when you're ready for the consumer to have the order be picked up in the store, or when you're about to ship it or you have shipped it, you can use the record store fulfillment button and put a note in there. It's on the way. Here's your tracking number, or you can pick it up in the store on this date at this time. It's just an easy way to communicate with the consumer, because you just check a little toggle switch and it'll automatically send a pre-formatted email to them. All of those things and more are covered in the blog post that you put up there. And there's a video in that as well. Good time to note, things have moved around in Site Manager a bit lately since we made that video. So don't forget to use the Site Manager search. So if you hear in the video, maybe me saying, go to commerce and go to catalog settings and go to this, those things are in different places now, but you can just search in Site Manager search order confirmation page, and it'll take you right to that part of it until you figure out where we moved everything.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a really good point. Anytime, maybe anything, any older blogs, our help center is up to date, of course, but just use site search. It's very handy.
It's beautiful. It's the best thing we've put in there in the last 10 years, as far as I'm concerned. I know. It makes it so easy to find things.
Cool. What about a tech tip today?
Tech tip is, we talked a lot about sales and things, and this particular tip, I think, is more useful in its intended purpose when inventory is scarce. Now, that's not necessarily the case, but that is the closeout versus sale function. So in our system, something can be on sale or it can be on closeout. And the difference is, on closeout, by default, only variations that you have in stock will show. So no unmapped variations of an item, no warehouse variations, just the ones you have in stock. And the original idea was, if you're closing it out, it may not be available anymore. You don't want to inadvertently sell something you can't really get. Mm-hmm. Not so much the case right now. There's a lot of inventory in the system. So if you happen to be looking at a sale item and thinking, where's the rest of it? Check that item. It may be that it's been told it's a closeout item, And that's why some of the other variations, maybe in a warehouse, aren't showing. If you uncheck that, they'll all start showing. You'll need to set sale prices for all of them, of course, but at least those other variations can sell and you can get some sales off of what's sitting in a warehouse versus just what's in stock. And there's two things you have to do with that. One is to tell our system that it's a closeout. And by default, that will happen if you check the closeout box, or if in your POS system you set a sale end date of 1/1/2049, that triggers that same box to be checked in our system. And then the other thing is, you know, you have to have a sale price in place so that it can have a closeout price on that. So pretty cool. And if you disable that feature, I don't think this is the intended use, but now you have multiple sale labels you could play with. So if you disable that functionality, you can still check the closeout box. It just doesn't do that. It just doesn't only display variations in stock. So maybe you want to have different sale labels for some products that are on sale versus others. And this way you can put something in that closeout label. It will still display all the variations it can find, but you can have a different label on it. So it's kind of an off-label use of the closeout label.
Gotcha. Excellent tip.
Yeah. Good times.
Yeah. Well, this was an action-packed Tuesday.
It was.
Yeah.
And now the action has stopped.
I know. I've got nothing else to say. I was like, I don't even have a good snack tip.
I had a lovely snack experience in the Foco Fondo.
Snacks out there.
I'm a little older. And, you know, back in the day before the vast array of sports nutrition products, mm-hmm. often we would just have pickles and tomato juice to try and get some sodium. Ugh. And I happen to love pickles. And they had not only big jars of pickles, they were doing pickle juice shots.
It's a party
awesome.
Out there.
It is absolutely that is a party. Awesome. I think
Cody, my husband, was doing their 100-plus
the triple
mile
dog
route.
Dare you.
Last year, and they got to the highest point in the course, and I think he was having a slight come apart, and he like double fisted a couple breakfast burritos, and that carried him through.
Yeah, not a whole lot of breakfast burrito can't fix.
Right? It's really where it's at.
This has been fun. Will you still be where you are next week, or will you be back in place in Fort Collins?
I will be back in my home with a stronger internet connection and better lighting next week.
All right. See you next week.
We'll see you then.